Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare le bahe, eh, azunke, azunke pare le bahe, pare le bahe, me la jan kase wosho, azunke pare le bahe, vodou le bahe,
azunke pare le bahe,
eh, azunke,
azunke pare.
Divine all blessing, joy, and prosperity, light, and illumination. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokur. Sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work, along this divine Obeya life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is indeed my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Sunday in the High Noon Power Lunch, October 17, 2010. We are still under a Libra lunation with the moon in its first quarter phase in Aquarius. And we are under a Libra sun. Be reminded that Venus is still in retrograde from October 8th until November 18th. The key words for the first quarter phase of the moon are action, expression, growth, and breaking away. It is a time in a cycle to take the initial action necessary to achieve your goal by expressing your needs and desires freely and openly to the creative forces. And to put things into action and motion and activation. This is the High Noon Power Lunch, so I don't want to eat up too much time. The show is constantly evolving, and it's becoming more of a focal point for crystal and stone. And I want to be reminded that our website, where I can be reached virtually, cosmically, universally, and spiritually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Recognize there are many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in the various virtual groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website. Last night during Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, I began talking about black tourmaline. And black tourmaline effect deflects negative energies instead of absorbing them. It is a stone that can be used, worn, or carried when going into negative environments or when expecting to come into contact with dense or heavy energies. Black of tourmaline helps form a shield that immunizes one against the effects of harmful physical and psychological psychic influences. It can also be used to neutralize one's own negative energies, anger, resentment, jealousy, insecurity, by carrying or wearing a piece of black tourmaline. Neurotic tendencies can be drastically reduced with black tourmaline. The vibrant black that tourmaline reflects is radiant with light. It is one of the best stones to use when trying to ground spiritual energies. It is an ideal stone to place on the lower chakra points during crystal healings to channel and utilize energies into the physical body from the higher chakra points. Black tourmaline wands can be placed at knees and feet with the terminations facing towards the toes to direct negative energies out of the body. Black wands can also be used to direct energies from the crown to the base chakras. If there is any blockage anywhere in the auric or physical body, black tourmaline wands can be held above the constricted areas and rotated in a counterclockwise direction to clear and release the constricted energies. When practicing this technique, it is advised to also direct at least 3 clear quartz crystals towards the affected area to help dissolve the blockage. Black tourmaline can also be found living in clear quartz called tourmalated quartz. The combination of clear white and radiant black creates a perfect polarity of energy. Tourmalated quartz can also be used to eliminate almost any degree of subtle or physical negative energy. It is a manifestation of light and dark forces uniting together to serve a common goal. And I also talked about carnelian, and the piece of carnelian that I am working with right now has black tourmaline inclusions. And I had every intention of posting a wonderful video about the stones, excuse me, here today. And at some point they will be on this specific Blog Talk Radio page and in my YouTube Voodoo Tie, V-O-O-D-O-O-T-Y-E, video archive on YouTube. But I'm having problems with my USB port. I'm supposed to have a technician check it out on Monday, but I'm kind of asking the community, because often the community will know. Has anyone ever heard of a virus or malware or something that will shut down Windows' ability to recognize the USB port? So anything, my webcam, my cell phone, anything that I plug in, I get a message or an alert, as it were, from Windows stating that it cannot, the item has malfunctioned, it cannot recognize USB port. It says one of the USB devices attached to the computer has malfunctioned and Windows does not recognize it. But it's not any specific item. I've even tried, some of those flash drives. It won't even recognize the flash drive. So something weird going on. I'm still able to charge my cell phone. I haven't unplugged anything that has been properly functioning, like my copier. So they're still running. My audio, my speaker system, all that is still operating. But anything else that you would normally unplug and then replug again, it's not recognizing. So until I can get the IP in here, I can't access my external hard drive where all my files are. And I have a document, a psychic attack, that was due days ago for Kalahat and Chandra. And that's the delay in me getting that document to you. So at some point, I'm going to either find it in my Keen archive, one of my other clients' files, and then recopy it down and get it to you. Or hopefully first thing Monday, Mr. Daniels with New Orleans Black and Gold Technology will have come in here and straightened out whatever this is that has screwed up my USB port. But at any rate, I appreciate the community, Kalahad Chandra, KT7, Queen B1 for being present with the Divine Prince. I love each and every one of you, and I'm humbled by your continued support. Even through the technical glitches, you all continue to hang in there with me, and that's community. That's truly community. It's not me. I'm not, falling short on my job as a spiritualist. It's just some of these technology things that is wearing me out right now. But with everything that happens, I learn something new. And that doesn't happen again. So I'll be able to help somebody else in the future who has some kind of issue with their USB ports. But let me tell you, it's just symbolic of the constant battle, constant fight that we are in this life, in this reality, on earth, in our daily existence. And when you're truly trying to do something, you will be battled. If you're not being battled, I have to tell you, you may not be doing anything. You may be sitting on your rump. You may be procrastinating. You may be Jonah in the belly of the whale. But when you truly begin to move toward your destiny, you will have to confront challenges. And it is through those challenges, as the crystal, we are buffeted, we are shaped, we are faceted, we are ultimately made clear. So please do join me here again tomorrow at high noon for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central, and the Power lunch. I will continue talking about dark stones more on black obsidian because there's many varieties of black obsidian, and I demonstrate that in the video. So at some point, look for that video. I will be here tomorrow, 12 noon, for the Power Lunch. Also, Wednesday, 7 p.m., Divine Prince live in an archive from New Orleans. And, of course, Saturday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., U.S. Central Standard Time. And Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipe, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free to live with love.
Thank you.